Zone right here at Camp COVID. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. The relentless pursuit of the truth. It's what we do every single day, which is why you're here, and so am I. Here's our big things you need to know right now. Number one, $4 a gallon gas by Memorial Day may be higher. That is the prediction being put out by GasBuddy.com. What do you think of that? Number two, the push for Build Back Better and federal control of elections is not over by any stretch, not for the Democrats anyway. So what is the next move for the push to socialism? We'll talk about that. And number three, the spiking cases of COVID. Not what we're told would happen. In fact, it now appears it is the more virulent Delta strain that is gripping the United States. It's not Omicron, not at all. The headlines tell it all. And I want to dig through it all with you. And I want to get you involved. I want to know what your experience is with COVID. If you've tested positive, if you've gone through it, vaxxed or unvaxxed. I'm curious what your experience is. We'll try to get some of you folks on the air today, in fact. The Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. We can talk about your COVID experience, where you think we are heading in the new year, where it all goes from here. Again, there's the number, 877-310-9966. I'm going to read some of the headlines and work through all of this with you and remind you of everything that has been said so far. All right, I'm going to start with bite number 11 because, well, Joe Biden promised over and over and over again he had this thing well in hand. He knew exactly how he was going to handle it. He was going to save the country. Listen.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Uh-huh. So the question is, how's that going? Honestly, how's that going right now? Well, let's see. Record-setting COVID-19 cases in D.C., Maryland, Virginia over the holiday. I've got a variety of different sources here. We're just going to weed through several of them. D.C., Maryland, Virginia, all record-setting. In fact, yesterday, worldwide, an all-time record for new cases globally. You see, and it just goes to show you that a virus is going to do what it does. Regardless of proclamations and declarations and stipulations and all of that, no, the virus is still going to do what a virus does, which is virus, and spread from person to person. We learned a long time ago that, well, we're on our way to having millions of cases, a lot of people being attributed to dying from COVID, that maybe they did, maybe they didn't. The problem with it is everybody measures differently. There's not even uniformity between the 50 states, not even close. Every state counts differently, and that prompts some on one side to say, well, we've totally undercounted the number of people that have died. The other side, of course, which is what I believe, we've overcounted the number of people that have died from COVID. With COVID, yes, but from COVID, no. Big distinction. In February, by the way, of this year, President Biden predicted an end to the pandemic by Christmas. Well, my elves, that didn't pan out either. Here it is again.
By next Christmas, I think we'll be in a very different circumstance, God willing, than we are today. I think a year from now, when it's 22 below zero here, a year from now, I think that there'll be significantly fewer people having to be socially distanced, have to wear masks.
Yeah. It's all going to end, right? No, it's not going to end. And here's another headline. The CDC has sharply dropped the estimate of Omicron prevalence in the United States. They're telling us everywhere. No. In fact, Delta is still the most prevalent variant of this infection, but it seems to be spreading very fast. Is Omicron running interference and getting Delta out there? I don't know. What variant do I have? I don't know. And here's an interesting side note. You know, I test positive, right? Gets thrown away. So who are they actually deciding how many exactly do have Omicron and how many do exactly have Delta or Beta or Alpha or anything else? If the tests are being tossed, which I think probably most of them are, Then who's making that determination? Do they take a certain sample from certain places? And if so, is it accurate by the way they're doing their sampling? All of these are legitimate questions on how you get to the bottom of who has what and how much of it is there really. If you just take samples from, say, southeast Michigan and not the Upper Peninsula, how would you come to a conclusion as to what's really happening? It'd be very difficult, wouldn't it? I would say if you only take your samples from New York City and not upstate New York, it'd be very difficult to come to a conclusion as to how many people have what. Well, the CDC apparently doesn't like their numbers now. Meanwhile, another physician telling CNN that Joe Biden dropped the ball on COVID testing. Joe Biden was offered more than 700 million tests per month. That offer was put up most recently as October the 22nd. He said, no, we don't really need that. And the pitch that was given to him was that if you ramp up testing and people know that they're sick before they're sick or before they show symptoms or whatever it might be, it might prevent the mass spread that we're seeing now. He turned it down. And now they're playing catch up. And now we're playing catch up. Dr. Jha from the Brown University School of Public Health. Dr. Ashish Jha was asked whether the administration was missing a critical window for COVID testing heading into the new year. You saw President Biden yesterday acknowledging pretty bluntly that they need to do better when it comes to testing because we're seeing this nationwide shortage of rapid tests at home. It's very difficult to just walk into a store and get one. Nearly impossible, in fact, I would say. And what we're hearing from people like Dr. Fauci is that they believe they're going to have this solved by mid-January in a few weeks. But how critical is the window that we're missing right now? He said it's incredibly critical. And we're missing the window. You're not going to have this solved by January. Hell, in 2 days, it is January. It's nonsense. Rand Paul blaming thousands of monthly COVID deaths on Tony Fauci for longstanding biases. And Fauci. Fauci. Oh, by the way, we're going to get RFK Jr. on this program. We'll get him here. The real Anthony Fauci, his brand new book, we'll get him here to talk all about it. How Fauci is connected to all of these things financially. He's vested in all of these different tentacles of public health. Anthony Fauci is 81 years old. Maybe it's time for some new eyes on this whole problem that we're facing. Maybe it's time for some new perspectives on how we deal with public health. Maybe the lockdowns, the quarantines, the mask mandates, the destruction of schools as far as in-person learning go for 2 years almost in some places. Some would like it to continue, which is absolute insanity. Maybe it's time for something new. Kids need to be in the classroom. That's what I'm getting at there for sure. Kids need to be in the classroom anyhow. 877-310-9966. We'll line up some of your phone calls for the program today, 877-310-9966. And we'll talk to you about what your experience is. Vaxxed, unvaxxed, how hard has it been on you? As I navigate through it, right? Might as well do it together. I've got nothing else to do at this hour. Although sleeping would have been nice. I'm not kidding you. It is exhausting. Fatigue is certainly part of the problem. I could have slept right through noon today. But I got too much stuff to do, so there it is. All right. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. It's a wealth of information for you. All right? I'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings. both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.